Welcome to Cedar Rapids Daily, produced by Upload Media Group and sponsored by Cedar Rapids Bank & Trust and Gut Schmidt Properties. This is your daily podcast highlighting events in the area. Today, we're covering events happening in and around Cedar Rapids on Thursday, April 2nd.
The forecast for tomorrow calls for likely storms and wind, with a high of 69 degrees and a low of 36 degrees.
Let's start with the early birds and all-day events.
Kicking things off, there's the Thursday Forum, Co-College History Series, running from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Co-College in the Ketzler Lecture Hall. Wake Up Marion is from 8 to 9 a.m. at Onward Bank. You can find Morning Stretch from 8 to 9 a.m. at the E. Lee Public Library. And for a full day of reflection, the Day of Self-Renewal is from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Prairie Woods.
For kids and family, the E. Lee Public Library is busy with Free Picture Book Day from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Preschool Story Time from 10 to 11 a.m. The Cedar Rapids Public Library has Sensory Story Time from 10 to 10:30 a.m. and Teen STEAM from 4 to 5 p.m. Symphony Kids is at the Marion Public Library from 10:30 to 11 a.m. and Lego Club meets at the Northwest Recreation Center from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m.
If you're looking to learn something new, there are plenty of workshops and classes. The Marion Public Library is offering volunteer income tax assistance from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and a virtual author talk on women astronauts from 1 to 2 p.m. The Together in Song Chorus meets from 9:30 a.m. to 1-2 p.m. at the DeWolf Innovation Center. Tai Chi for Well-Being is at the Hiawatha Public Library from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. And a job search workshop is happening at Ladd Library from 2 to 3 p.m.
For health and wellness, Prairie Woods offers gentle yoga from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m., chair yoga from 11:45 to 11:45 a.m., and a healing sound bath and yoga from 1:45 to 2:35 p.m. And in the evening, you can join a full moon hike from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Indian Creek Nature Center.
It's First Thursday, which means lots happening in arts and culture. First Thursday in Nubo runs from 5 to 9 p.m. in the Nubo District, where you can check out the Cherry Building exhibits from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Cherry Building. The Marion Public Library has Makerspace open hours from 3 to 6 p.m. and an intro to DJing from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Northwest Recreation Center.
Moving on to theater, music, and live performances, you can see Almost Maine from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Kirkwood Community College and In the Heights from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Cornell College. Ukrainian folk group Yagody performs from 7 to 9 p.m. at CSPS Hall. The Living Last Supper performance is at 7 p.m. at Lovely Lane UMC. The Five Seasons Water Ski Show is also at 7 p.m. Earlier in the day, History Happy Hour with live music is at 4 p.m. at the History Center. Sammy's East Side Jam is from 6 to 9 p.m. at Sammy's Lounge, and you can catch Palomino for live country music from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at VFW Post 788.
We also have a few special events. The Cardin Circus Spectacular is at 6:30 p.m. at the Alliant Energy Powerhouse. You can get photos with the Easter Bunny from 2 to 8 p.m. at Lindale Mall. And for a sweet treat, there's an Easter dessert pop-up from 3 to 6:30 p.m. at French Pastry by Sandrine.
Finally, for games, clubs, and socials, the Hiawatha Public Library hosts Dungeons & Dragons for adults from 5 to 8 p.m. Ladd Library has English practice groups from 4 to 6 p.m. and Bingo Night is from 6 to 9 p.m. at El Kahir Shrine. For gamers, Replay Gaming has Star Wars Unlimited weekly play from 6 to 10 p.m. Spare Time hosts Survey Says Game Night at 7 p.m. and Name That Tune is at 7 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Cedar Rapids Daily. Remember, you can always visit cedarrapidsdaily.com to see the day's events in written form on our blog, or sign up for our daily newsletter to have the day's events delivered right to your inbox. You can also submit your own events to our website, which is the best way to guarantee your event gets featured on the show.
Now, here's a word from our sponsors.
Our thanks to this show's sponsors, Cedar Rapids Bank & Trust and Gut Schmidt Properties. With convenient locations throughout the area, a deep commitment to relationship banking, and the best cookies on the planet, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust is the bank of choice for Cedar Rapids locals. CRBT provides full-service commercial and consumer banking, as well as trust and asset management services, all while making your banking experience so much more than you expected. Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, the people you can bank on. Learn more at crbt.bank, member FDIC. Employee-owned and tenant-focused, Gut Schmidt Properties create sustainable spaces that make a real community impact. From studios and sleeping rooms in their historic Smith House, to both their old and new homes as part of the Rainbow Road project just off of Interstate 380, or flexible commercial space at Averill House in downtown Cedar Rapids, they may have just the place for you. Every house has a story. Write yours in one of their homes. Learn more at gutschmidtproperties.com.